702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist now and what's happening in the rest of the world. We'll go to Myanmar, Adam. Good morning to you. Problems in Myanmar. The military leaders are still trying to tighten their grip on power. Is it loosening?
No, I don't quite know how you tighten beyond an iron fist, but it seems to be tightening in the sense that they're now accusing those who were in power, as in the democratically elected government, of corruption. Several cabinet ministers have been accused of that, and Aung San Suu Kyi has as well. And according to Myanmar's military rulers, she, Aung San Suu Kyi, illegally accepted $600,000 in cash and about $500,000 worth of gold, so over $1 million worth of ill-gotten gains, is their claim. No evidence offered. Well, I suppose you wouldn't necessarily offer evidence up front. But more to the point also, she's been in detention ever since the coup on the 1st of February. We don't know where she's being held. It's a country in disarray. Protesters are out on the streets on a daily basis. And we almost don't report it now, but seven protesters were killed yesterday. Seven. In your country or my country, that would be absolutely a national scandal. It's becoming a way of life in Myanmar. It's just awful. And yet, what does the world do? What can the world do?
Something we're worried about, anticipating, really, I should say, a third wave. This is what now some are talking about in Europe.
Absolutely, yeah. The German government talked about a third wave, and not as in we are anticipating it, but as in we already have it. 14,000 cases a day in Germany, although the death rate is considerably lower than it was at the worst of the pandemic. Treatments have obviously improved over the past year, but nonetheless, 14,000 infections per day is bad news. But it's not just Germany. Three quarters of Europe, I believe it was 31 out of 40 countries, are reporting an increase in coronavirus infections, in some cases a dramatic increase. It's all about the vaccine, of course, and there are a lot of European countries that are way behind the mark on this. A lot of the world is way behind the mark on this. And interestingly, in the United States, Joe Biden, who is obviously, I mean, he's fresh in the job, he's still in the honeymoon, he wants to be positive. He's talked about how the 4th of July could be, on American Independence Day, also America's Independence from COVID Day, that all Americans, all American adults, I should say, will be eligible for vaccinations from the 1st of May. Remember Donald Trump saying it would all be over by last Easter? Yeah. Okay. Well, fingers crossed this time.
Yeah, I think it's Joe Biden is a little bit more believable, particularly that message of optimism. America's back. Don't bet against Americans, he says. All right, let's catch up with the royal family. Prince William, I suppose, the first senior member who has spoken, in the aftermath of that interview, although in fairness to him, it was a bit of door-stopping by journalists.
It was, really, yeah. Don't hold your breath, there'll be any more of this either from senior members of the royal family. But it's funny how we've all leapt on these two tiny little expressions simply because it shows that the royal family is under a great deal of pressure and that even a shouted question from a reporter and a follow-up met with an answer. And that never happens. It doesn't even happen at film premieres. Politicians never answer questions shouted by reporters, but Prince William did. He was visiting a school in East London and it was shouted to him, "Have you spoken to Prince Harry since the Oprah interview?" "No," he said. "I haven't spoken to him yet, but I will do," which, as we know, is awful because these brothers have been through so much. And yet, as Harry said in his interview, the thing about their relationship is space at the moment. But the follow-up shouted question from the reporter, "Is the royal family a racist family, sir?" "We're very much not a racist family," he said. He'll be aware of the pressure. The Queen will. They'll all be aware of it. Maybe this is a tiny little nugget that's just worth hanging on to. Mind you, he was never going to say, "Yes, we're a family of racists." He was never going to do that, was he?
No, of course. But there'll be pressure on them now, particularly, of course, as we know, Prince Andrew still has questions to answer.
Yes.
So one will raise an eyebrow about why it is Buckingham Palace is investigating Meghan Markle, the bullying allegations or claims against her, when that Prince Andrew matter remains unresolved. Finally, Adam, the German sausage burglar. What's this about?
Yes, join me in this trip. German police reckon they've solved this 9-year-old mystery, a burglary in the town of Schwelm, in which the criminal turned hungry criminal, and halfway through his act of crime, he bit into a sausage. He ate half the sausage and left half behind with his DNA all over it. 9 years later, the DNA found on that sausage has now been matched with an Albanian man who was arrested for another crime in France. So will he meet his just desserts? Will his crime catch up with him? The short answer is no. 9 years is apparently too long for extradition from France to Germany on a crime like burglary. I think murder would have been a different deal. So German police are fearing the worst, and the sausage burglar may just have got away with it.
He bit more than he could chew, did he?
Hey!
Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.